Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in out east, if it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I would like to extend a warm congratulations to all of those in Iowa that voted for Ted Cruz. You fucking squirt, squirt.
It's a 21 splurt salute for you guys.
More squirt. What's wrong with you? What do you do when you wake up in the morning? I mean, seriously, how do you function as a goddamn human?
I heard a number today that just tells you what it is. They 60 something percent.
69.
I don't think it was that high. That would have been great. Of the GOP types that showed up yesterday, that waddled over to the local caucus place, the Caucasian Caucus Center, and it was over 60%.
Yeah,
identify as evangelicals.
God damn it! Why do you hate yourself?
Well, and why is the rest of the country being Cosby'd by that?
Yeah,
by them. Why do we let them? Why do we let a state that's mostly even fucking jellicles that are going to show up kind of kickstart the whole process and determine who's going to be the president? It shows that they don't really determine.
Fuck them.
All they can do is, I guess, kind of hurt, right? Or maybe help some of the other candidates because... 2008, Mike Huckabee. 2012, Rick Santorum. There you go. Those are the winners of the last two.
You fucking idiots.
Iowa Caucasians.
You morons. Do whatever you want. The liberals in California, New York, and San Francisco, and all the major metropolitan areas will pick good leaders for you. Meanwhile, you can wallow about in your fucking, fucking stupidity.
But they're not. The problem is... others are picking them.
God, I know.
It's and Iowa,
asinine,
dear Iowa,
fuck you
from the coast, from someone who used to live in the Midwest.
Yes,
what the fuck is up with this caucus bullshit? It was fascinating to watch on the telly.
I'm over it.
If you're a nerd, a dork, way into politics and shit, I was way into it. I thought it was fascinating as fuck, but. I also, you know, think watching a hamster run on a wheel is fascinating as fuck. But at some point you're sitting there saying, what's the point?
Right.
I get for the hamster. It's, you know,
cardio.
A nice, good abs. But
you got gerbil abs
for the.
You want gerbil abs?
Yeah, I don't get.
That's going to be the next infomercial. It's going to be a big, gigantic wheel you can install in your fucking living room. No. You run over it, and you'll get guinea pig abs.
That'd be great. They had, God, it's I'm going off on a tangent here, but I just saw this the other day in prisons, which I'm sure if I showed a picture of this to many on the right, it's going to be exactly what they would say, bring it back.
Yes.
But they had giant hamster wheels that the prisoners would go on.
Yeah.
And they would power like a mill or something or some shit like that. And they were these horrific giant, they looked like a stair stepper kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was a giant, almost like a paddle wheel.
Does that seem?
And they're stepping on on these planks,
dude,
and making them go down. And there were a row of them. There'd be like a bunch of prisoners. And they would have to do that for hours and shit.
Does that seem fucked up?
Well, of course it does.
God. It's a fucking welcome to Dickens.
Right.
Dickens reboot.
Right.
Welcome to 2016, man.
Welcome to Kansas. If the Koch brothers keep getting their way, or Wisconsin, or... Right. Go to
Michigan.
Facebook. By the way, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you like, at Crab Diving on the Twitter.
Slot us.
CRABDIVING. Or you can sling us a message over at the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. We don't check that one as frequently.
Perfect.
But on the Facebook, we did there's a story that went up this morning about that. Just really festering hemorrhoid of a governor in Oklahoma, Mary Fallon.
Oklahoma.
She's this idiot who's been desperately spending tax dollars to keep the Ten Commandments on the fucking courthouse lawn.
She's got a big old boner for concrete slabs.
And also passed legislation.
Fucking dumb, man.
What was it? The taking away... In fact, penalizing...
Penal.
Penalizing people who are putting solar panels on their roof fees.
What? No. That's fucking nuts.
Well, right. Because oil. The oil company's like, hey.
Jesus.
You can't make us... And the power companies, you can't make us less money.
You just can't... Some states you can't trust. You can't trust Oklahoma.
Well, now Mary Fallon is trying to pass... some more bullshit that is basically it, as is happening everywhere with these. The dog is licking.
Dog's losing her mind over this fucking food dish. Your food dish is empty. We started the show with an empty food dish.
No, we started the show with a full food dish.
Did she knock it over?
She finished it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she's licking it now across the studio floor. Weird. It's just kind of funny.
You're weird.
So. This a typical Republican state.
Yes.
It's in the shithole economically.
What, Oklahoma is?
Yeah. They've
what
given
happened?
12, you know, tax breaks to all the rich.
Is it because the Ten Commandments had been banished from the courthouse lawn?
I'm sure. But tax breaks for all the rich, frack away despite the increasing earthquakes.
Don't be a pussy.
She wants to get rid of minimum wage in the state.
Don't be a pussy about that either.
And she wants to do everything that fucking Brownback has done in Brownbackistan in Kansas.
Yeah.
And they're in the shithole. They had to close schools early. Remember last year?
Oh, sure.
Because last May?
They ran out of money.
They ran out of money because the shitbag cut taxes for the rich people.
But do you
think... And then they say, well, we're going to fix it. We're going to put in an extra sales tax or something. Who does sales tax hurt?
Me!
The poor.
Hey, maybe it doesn't... Maybe if you're trying to learn, maybe it helps to have Oklahoma close their fucking schools in a way, you know? Because...
Well, God,
what are you learning there?
At least give them something. Well, now she's trying to figure out how to plug this big gaping hole.
Yummy.
In their budget.
Yes.
And now they're looking at, since she's become governor, they were, I guess, okay.
Right.
Since she's become governor now, $1.2 billion budget shortfall.
Oh,
with
shit.
A B. From these stupid tax cuts.
Billion.
That started
that's a
in
lot.
January. So right away they're saying, okay, well, we're not making money.
You ever have those months where you're kind of short on rent, you're just cutting it so close, but a billion, shit. That's a fuck up. How do you fuck up $1 billion?
So she says that I'm reading according to ifyonlynews.com.
Right.
This week, her state of the address was a doozy. State of the state address.
A doozy.
She had two options.
Yes.
As the leader of a failed state. One, she could acknowledge things are terrible and propose a solution.
Yes.
Or two, pretend everything is awesome and tell everyone if we just stay the course, we'll be fine.
I bet she suggested the second one at Vile Experience.
No.
What?
Surprisingly.
Oh, shit.
This Sarah Burris, writing at If You Only Knew, says, quote, bless her heart, she didn't opt for the Brownback way. She actually admitted things were terrible. Which is just the opposite of what Brownback actually did. That everything's fine. We just need to keep going. More tax cuts. Brownback said,
hey, listen, congratulations to O'Fallon, right?
Fallon.
Dude, she did the right thing. Somebody send her a big bag of dicks. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ooh. Access our portal.
Right.
Send that chick a bag of dicks.
I wonder if they're going to recycle the bags of dicks from Malfleur. The range.
Oh, yeah.
In Oregon.
We're going to eat them. Or aren't they gummy dicks?
They were candy.
They're gummy.
Are they? You know, those assholes. You know, couple of those boys look like no candy's going to stay in that place more than a day.
I don't give a shit what it's shaped like. I'm going to shove it in my mouth.
We're going to go out and stay in the woods.
Are these hard dicks? Are they
grab the dicks.
Are these hard dicks or gummy dicks?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it depends on
if
you rub them first.
These dicks melted in the package. I was going to eat them anyway. Are they still in Oregon occupying the bird?
I think those four assholes are still there.
Everybody should just leave. Let them go home. They're stupid.
So now she wants to raise taxes, but.
Yes.
Not. Taxes, like even income taxes, which would mean that everybody, you know, if you raise it a percentage across the board, that means that everybody's kind of paying a fair share, I guess, even though that's affecting the poor more. But
right.
She wants to raise sales taxes.
That only affects the poor.
It's going to fuck the poor.
Right. What about a luxury tax? Say if you're in Oklahoma and you want to get a boob job, maybe you pay a little bit more for that.
Yeah, but who determines that? And
what? How big are the boobs?
What's a luxury?
A boob job.
Well, that's what true. If they decide water's a luxury?
Right. And a lot
which
of people,
they're trying to do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hmm. Maybe a boob job in Oklahoma wouldn't be considered a luxury anyway.
So I guess there's a few Democrats in Oklahoma who have been working to block this that horrible income tax cut. Since they passed it.
Okay.
But because they knew once those cuts passed, we're fucked.
Right.
The money's not going to come in.
This is
but
insane.
All 71 of House Republicans refused in the Oklahoma House.
Shit.
Even though the tax cuts were obviously fiscally irresponsible, the GOP plowed ahead.
They did it anyway.
Sure.
Looks like somebody might need an emergency manager.
And they're trying to, you know, this is the typical Republican way these days,
right?
Is to strangle cut funding,
yes,
for a program,
perfect,
so that it's barely surviving, and then point the finger at how badly it's doing.
Well, fuck them,
and then say, well, look, we need to privatize.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to do. The post office. They're trying to kill the post office.
Yeah, but the evil postal union.
Oh yeah, and guess who's all for it?
Republicans
and FedEx.
Oh yeah,
and UPS.
Oh right, sure.
And
all the competitive services.
Huh. So
this bullshit.
She also wants to do this voucher system with the schools. That's how they want to kill the public school system.
Right, right.
Look at how bad the schools are doing.
Well,
you should be able to go to a Bible swinging school and make everybody pay for it.
A lot of these people say that the voucher system will allow schools to innovate and be better. Is that not true? I mean,
if you're going to a for-profit system.
It's going to suck.
Exactly.
It's going to suck big donkey dick, guys. Listen, we got to make our schools good, right?
There was a couple years ago that meme that
they got caught in Louisiana. Remember that, like, 18-year-old kid went on a he sued,
yes,
and he won. Took on the Bobby Jindal and the mullahs of the Louisiana Christendom there.
Yeah.
And because they're doing the shenanigans with the vouchers school, the vouchers there, where they were outright paying for, you could go take a class that Jesus played frisbee with a velociraptor. And that evolution is evil and came from the loins of Satan.
Right.
And that there's no global warming and that women should shut the fuck up and open your loins.
We got to make our public school more better, because that's what we need, right? Everybody kind of learns all the same shit, so we all have sort of a baseline of knowledge, and we don't walk around like fucking idiots with our head in our fucking asses.
Yeah, and not necessarily Common Core. I think there's other ways, maybe.
What does that mean, Common Core? What is that?
But Common Core isn't as bad as I think people have demonized it out to be, but I don't think it's great. I think it's too... kids are being taught to the test too much.
Oh, that sucks.
And kids are... I mean, I guess I've taught a little, but
you taught.
They're all different.
Yes.
And they really, you know, learn all differently and stuff like that. You can't, it's getting to the point where they just want to, they don't teach them how to think. They don't want them to think. That's the last thing the conservatives want, is to teach people how to think.
Well, I mean, I think also with their constituency, that might be kind of hard. You're going to go to Iowa and teach all those people how to think?
Well, they could.
Fuck you.
I don't think they're all dumb. I think they're willfully ignorant.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I guess.
And not all of them. Some of them are just fucking dumb.
You know, what are you going to talk to these evangelicals, though, that are voting for Ted Cruz?
Well, and they're, but the thing is, they're literally dying out.
Literally.
Right? The evangelicals are literally dying out. And,
sorry, guys.
As they fossilize
and turn into oil,
right? The next generation kids don't, even the evangelical kids these days.
Yes,
they don't give a shit about gay marriage.
They don't fucking care.
They don't.
They're atheists,
and
they're not atheists, but they're getting there.
Hopefully, they're starting to get the idea about this trickle down economics bullshit, though, and
yummy.
Really the destruction of the quote American dream. It's funny, this American dream they talk about, we gotta go back to the American dream. It has nothing to do with today's American dream. It's like what happened to Vegas,
right?
Like, it's just put a veneer on it. Sure. And made it, and
it's like family friendly.
It used to be you could go you could pump gas for a living, and for a living, make a living.
Yeah, and what the fuck is
have
wrong
a house,
with that?
Have a car. Have kids. Have that wife stay at home. She didn't have to work.
But somehow we got to a point where people look at jobs in the service industry like guy pumping gas, a guy at a cash register, whatever, and they're like, hey, that's how much you should be paid, the bare minimum to do those jobs.
And that's the evil, let's put on our tinfoil hats, that's the evil capitalist elite. Who have changed the, because they've sucked all of the value out of the middle class, they've got to convince the everybody else that the attainable is fucking Great Gatsby.
Right.
You're going to be everyone in this country can have a 75-room mansion and thumb your nose.
And you don't need it.
Well, exactly. And it's not going to happen.
Most of us have more stuff than we fucking need.
But they tell you that you've got an equal shot, that a little scrabbling bloody mess that crawls out of a rich vagina has an equal, has an equal shot at being successful as a scrabbling little bloody mess that crawls out of a kid in the inner cities, of a vagina in the inner cities.
Right.
And it's just not true. If you think a black kid born in the inner city has an equal chance to a Romney,
Yeah. And it's everything, man.
Or to a Coke.
It's every, yes.
And how does that Coke child,
right,
merit the billions in wealth and control and power it already has just for the fact that one Coke blasted a load into another Coke?
Why is that? I get what you're saying. I understand. But why is that hard to communicate to evangelicals and to even some poor people in the South that always vote Republican no matter fucking what?
That's that death tax that they hate, the estate tax, which I mean, I think if it's a certain size, you should fucking tax the shit out of that stuff, because I don't think hundreds of billions of dollars should be handed down to somebody, yes, simply because their DNA mixed together and produced them.
What did they say at the end of Star Trek II, Electric Boogaloo? The best one.
I don't remember.
When Spock was dying. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Or the what?
Oh, that's really commie.
Jim, and you socialist. Always have and always will be my friend.
And they don't have poor people in Star Trek.
Right. Yeah, what's up with that?
So have you seen that meme? It says there's a picture of Star Trek.
Yes.
Of the Enterprise and people, you know, everybody is happy and healthy.
Right.
And it says socialist society.
Right.
And then the bottom one is a picture of Mad Max. And it says libertarian society.
Right. No, thank you. Well, you want to be driving around on the hood of a car with a chainsaw?
That one drives them nuts because I think a lot of these lunatic libertarians are Star Trek fans. And then when you kind of let them know that it's one of the ultimate socialist societies, that Roddenberry was a giant swinging liberal socialist, basically, it drives them up the fucking wall.
The Prime Directive doesn't have dick to do with your shit politics. That's true.
Right. And think about that Prime Directive. The thing was, you couldn't, if the society was not advanced enough,
yes,
you can observe, you can't affect.
Right.
You don't show up and like, hi, we're your new leaders.
You could change.
What would the Republicans do? Thanks for the oil.
Right.
Thanks for all the resources. Oh, here, you'll work for one kronik a week.
Yeah, they'll suck you dry and then throw Jesus Bibles at you.
Right. Look at the workforce we've got now with these dummies on this new planet.
Yeah. By the way, you're speaking of Gene Roddenberry. I mean, you know, that guy doesn't always follow the Prime Directive. You know that story he wrote?
Well, he's kind of dead.
Yeah, well, he wrote the guy that wrote the theme to Star Trek. Yeah. And you know, Gene Roddenberry wrote lyrics to go with that, so
That was shitty.
Money. That's shitty. I
didn't
song.
Say...
How fucking evil is that?
I didn't say it was, you know, walked on water.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know.
He screwed the guy, allegedly, out of...
half of his royalties.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Even though the words were never used.
Never. That's stupid. The guy said, hey, we'll use your theme, but I gotta take my lyrics. And I would have done the same thing. I'm like, well, I don't have anything now, so I'll be happy to have you buy my song.
Well, it's like artists, music artists who they'll get a song they like and they'll change a word.
No, that's
and you got to give them. You got to give them half
that's
credit.
Just shaking motherfuckers down.
Yeah,
just shaking them down.
I'm sure Bieber wrote every single word of all of his.
Oh, right.
Maybe he did. Maybe I'm sorry. I might shit on Bieber. I don't know.
He could have. I mean, we're not talking about Handel's Messiah.
It's true. It's not exactly the Noel Coward play that he crafts to music.
That's what Noel Coward would have written right now, man. Oh, who knows?
You're right. Last night, I guess we could check and see what the headlines are. Tweet us on the Twitter, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Want us?
Big giant tornado watch in the center of the country. Batten the hatches, ladies and gentlemen, and keep your devices fired up and keep listening. Get the fuck out of there if need be.
Mom, be careful. I know that tornado watch is in your area in Florida.
I think it touches Florida.
Shit.
Yeah, part of Florida. And all the way up to, you know, Kentucky and Tennessee. Kim Davis, watch out.
Oh, yeah. You better pray real hard, Kim. She's like, God damn it. If a tornado rolls through, she's going to be like, say, I told you. We didn't need to, honor these marriage licenses.
So That's trending on the Twitter. That's the only reason.
Trending on Twitter.
I just saw that. But we can see what's going on in the world and check out the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February the 2nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Is it very?
That sounded like.
It's a very emphatic year of our Lord today.
That sounded like Braveheart.
It's once more until the breach.
What does that anti-Semitic asshole Mel Gibson say?
They can take when he's dying.
Yeah. No. When he's trying to get all his buddies together to go fight the English.
No, I don't know. When he's got the Avatar makeup on. He looks like Avatar.
Oh yeah. He would probably hate those. Who were the? What were the fucking aliens that lived on Avatar? The Avatarians, the Avatarese.
Yeah, I don't remember.
The blue fuckers. He would have hated them.
They're still shooting the sequel to that, right?
Shit, bring it on! I love that movie. There hasn't been a better movie released since. A lot of people didn't like the story. To them, I say fuck you. I watched it in 3D, and it was like I was sitting in the middle of a blue forest.
It was really cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a good
story. How do you like the story? Didn't make sense to me. Fuck off.
Cameron's a shithead, but man, he makes some cool movies.
Is he really? What does he do that's so shitty?
Oh, he's supposed to be just a dick.
Asshole.
Yeah. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck y'all.
Is it's all in red.
Right.
Inmates seize the GOP asylum.
Oh, shit. The HuffPo sounded like Drudge.
So, again, we're talking about the caucuses yesterday, which were
stupid,
amazing.
Yes.
Moronic. Everybody having to go to a place.
Right.
Physically. Fucking vote. And then the Democrats deserve the second, the back cock slap, one cock slap and the rebound.
Backhanded
for
schlonging.
Yeah.
Schlonging.
For the way they do it. The Republicans, at least they all show up at the same time and it's one person, one vote, and you know, you're done. But the Democrats have this weird, it's like the overhead view. They had overhead views of couple of these.
Shot with drones?
And no, in like a gymnasium and shit. And
pervs.
It looks like those competitions where sheepdogs are herding the sheep into different, like, you know, we'll split them in half and put half of them over there and put half of them over there.
Feel bad for the fucking sheep in that. Like, they don't know. They don't want to be fucked with.
Well, right. And that little asshole's nipping at them and stuff like
God,
that.
Oh, my God. That's evil.
So the...
Shut up.
Well, although...
I'm gonna make a sweater out of you.
It actually was Iowa, so it...
What are you looking at? I'm eating you. I'm sorry.
So the they gather in groups, and then somebody counts heads like duck, duck, goose kind of shit going on, and then I think if like Martin O'Malley.
Okay. Who is that?
May his candidacy rest in peace, because he was the first one last night who's like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Why did he last this long? Does he not have anything better to do with his time?
I mean, he would be an infinitely greater president than the best on the other side, so...
I fucking agree with you.
Right. And I don't dislike anything about Martin O'Malley. I think he's a little plasticky, but... Right. The tough on crime thing, but he could, you know, he's really, really extremely liberal on a lot of shit, but so he didn't get with the Democrats. You have to get 15% of the vote to qualify or to qualify
for cock
something caucus. To advance to get any delegates.
Okay,
you would then, and then they don't count that vote for vote. It's the percentage of people for delegate represent. It's the most bizarre, stupid thing.
Why is
I've ever seen
convoluted in our electoral system?
It's so ridiculous.
Why?
And so Martin O'Malley didn't make 15%, I think, in most places.
Yeah.
Which means then that the little herd of O'Malley, the really small little herd of O'Malleyites.
Right.
In this one big stadium that I saw.
They get sacrificed.
Well, then they sick the dog over to them and they have to. They sick a couple of dogs. They sick a Bernie dog and a Hillary dog.
Ooh.
And they try to convince these people.
Right.
To move over to come caucus with us.
And if you're
hot tubs, wine.
Right. Oh, is that what happens for real?
Hand jobs. I'll blow you if you vote for Hillary.
I have sucked the cock of 27 Martin O'Malley supporters. I need a glass of water.
And then they have undecideds who I think are just attention whores.
Yes. Fuck them.
I really think there's a little group of undecided, and I'm like, you're a bunch of assholes. You just want people to beg you.
Dude, what if they're fucking passionate about Martin O'Malley? Like, I mean, his supporters.
But this was the undecideds I'm talking about. There was a group of undecideds.
Who the fuck goes to Iowa that cares enough to go to that caucus as undecided?
Well,
doesn't make any fucking sense.
They might be looking for who gives them the best cookie or whatever.
Oh, yes. Do they get something?
That's the thing. It's illegal, I'm sure.
I want a cookie!
I want pie.
I don't start giving out pie.
So it really is a bizarre process.
It's strange
on both sides.
Stupid.
And Martin O'Malley.
Fuck everyone.
Then he got a horrifically low amount, and he was done up till the wee hours. I think it was early this morning. They finally certified or called Hillary
certified
as the winner, but
yes,
Bernie and she both kind of gave acceptance or victory speeches last night. There were four victory speeches last night.
Wow, that's
one
weird.
Was Bernie, one was Hillary. Yes. Bernie said it's a virtual tie. We were a virtual tie, and they're considering it a victory. I mean, Bernie, I saw the number they had a year ago. The first early polling they had for this caucus. And she had 63%.
Oh, shit.
And he had like 7.
Damn.
So he's done okay.
He's done great.
Yeah. And kind of to all the assholes out there who are saying Bernie can't win.
Hello, assholes.
I present my taint to you for kissing because it's bullshit. He can win.
Is that what you're offering the undecideds?
Kiss my taint.
Listen, it'll be a pleasure for you.
So the headline at HuffPo is that the inmates have stolen the asylum.
Jeez.
Ted Cruz.
God damn it.
Ted fucking Cruz is the winner of the Iowa caucuses over there, which
don't you just want to ask those fuckers that voted for him, what do you like best about Iran?
Well, yeah, and there was
stupid
a when he came out for his victory speech, which I honestly I'm into this shit. I 18, 20 seconds, and I was like, I can't. I had to turn it off.
Fuck him.
I had to turn it off.
Was it sickening?
He's so, oh, God, it's just.
Oh, shit.
There's something about Ted Cruz I just can't handle.
Do we have clips of that today?
Might.
I'm just asking. I don't care.
And
it's so gross.
Well, he invoked Jesus right away.
Perfect.
This is a victory from God or something.
That's creepy.
And he was standing there, and behind him, here's the scene. Okay, it's all these white people.
Fading.
Sea of white, like a undulating snowscape. All white people, all white heads.
Undulating.
Bouncing up and down. And
in a world.
Waving Cruz for President signs.
Oh my God.
He comes out on the stage.
Yeah.
with his wife, his Stepford kids.
Right. Does he have a wife or a partner, domestic partner?
And
now.
And a couple toadies, but one who hugged him, and I have no doubt blew the first load that he's blown in his pants in 20, 30 years.
I did?
Steve King.
Bah.
Beside himself, because it's his Iowa, and he was the campaign dude for Ted Cruz there.
Maybe.
And Steve King is beside himself with joy. It's one of the most hideous things I've ever seen
Steve
in my life.
Steve King said in anticipation of a Cruz victory in Iowa that he wore diapers.
So I hope so. Because I think when he hugged him, Ted would have felt something wet.
Well, it's not gross. It's not gross. Listen, if there are two dudes and they want to fucking fool around or whatever, go ahead. Just don't be so hateful to other gay people, okay? Jeez.
But King is so thrilled that he delivered Iowa for Ted Cruz.
Did he, though?
And he was the Iowa chair for the campaign, for Ted's campaign.
Think about this. If Ted Cruz wins the presidency, what is he going to owe the Steve King
Exactly.
troll?
What cabinet position is fucking Steve King
going to
get?
Science.
Who handles immigration?
The department of, well, it's going to be the department of, we're going to build a motherfucking wall.
Right. Oh, God. So, and then his dad.
Yes.
Ted Cruz's dad.
Rafael.
Was there.
Yes.
So when he started speaking to the audience, it looked like the State of the Union address. He was standing there. Behind him, to one side, was Steve King weeping almost with glee.
Was he crying?
With glee. No. But, I mean, he was like, you're so gross.
Put yourself in his gross conservative fucking shoes for a second. I mean, if your job is to deliver Iowa on a platter to this fucknut Cruz, and you did your job, at least you would be happy about that. You can understand his excitement, maybe. Squirt.
I do. I understand his excitement. I just loathe the fact that
the
bigoted cum stain is it gets a win.
The cum stain's bigoted. Wow. That's an elitist body fluid.
And then on the other side of Ted Cruz behind him was his father, his batshit lunatic
Raphael.
Christo fascist mullah.
Was he named after a Ninja Turtle?
Who?
Raphael.
I'm sure. Yeah.
He's so evil sounding.
And it was just a gross scene to see the three of them just beaming with glee.
You know, it's funny, dude, because those people, I feel like, are the exact opposite of what represents our country. I mean, the country is becoming more progressive, you know? Don't you think?
Right.
It's such bullshit. And it's such drama. We aren't those people.
Well, they represent the screaming, dying previous regime. And they don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
Fuck them. We don't like you. How do you like that? No one likes you. How do you like that? Fuck. I mean, you know, what do you think would have happened if they would have done the Iowa cock like this? If they would have been like, who gives a fuck about the party? Whoever gets the most votes wins.
Right.
It would have been a Democrat. There's no fucking way. Right?
Right. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Is this Raphael?
Raphael.
First of all, say, to God be the glory.
Oh, yeah. he started it off.
We'll put a link to this. Look at this. The opening of this. Look at Steve King. I think he's jerking off. Watch Steve King.
Let me first of all say,
right?
To God be the glory.
Look, he's wiping tears. How gross is that? Spot. Here's the wide shot. Find a brown head in this.
Yeah.
Fucking Where's Dildo?
Where's Dildo? Yeah, by the way, I mean, I hope Steve King didn't get any ejaculate all over that nice Trusthead banner in the background.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm reminded of how gross that is. Who would trust Ted? He's so, like, he's evil looking, man.
But that's how he opens it. It's giving the glory to God.
He said God in the first four syllables.
Right.
The first four syllables.
Welcome to Iran, America.
What about
if this guy gets in?
Dude, what about the people of Iowa, misguided, who were good enough to come out there and pull a lever for his dumb ass? What about thanking them?
Let me first of all say, to God be the glory.
That's
tonight.
Wow. That's Steve King in the background.
Is it true that rally they had to hand out ponchos? What with all the squirting and blasting of Ted jizz? Ugh.
Is a victory for the grassroots.
Oh, God. Fuck you!
Meanwhile, it's like 28% Ted Cruz, something like that.
Right.
Donald Trump, 3 or 4 behind.
And so he did well.
And Trump. Then Marco Rubio, right up on Donald's ass hairs. Like,
oh, really?
Really close. In, like, almost came in second.
They're all clustered together.
It's so funny. There's gross pictures today I saw in articles.
Yes.
Of now, this couldn't be. This is like we were asked to do a recreation and direct it.
Okay.
It was a big, very large, older woman in a scooter.
Ah, oh, man.
With Trump bumper stickers on her scooter.
Stop it.
And flags, American flags. Okay. A bunch of old white guys.
Yay.
Wearing all kinds of bling.
Like American
flair.
Flair, American flair.
Yeah. And
because we might forget what country they're from.
And she was wiping a tear from her eye.
Because Trump lost?
Because Trump came in second.
Wow.
And this is how dumb these people are.
Wow.
And how much, so many of them built this paper titan out of Trump. That he's a winner, right? He's got these big, giant, brass American balls.
Beautiful
that
balls.
Can't be destroyed. And last night, Ted Cruz went up with a pin and went, and they went, and popped him.
He popped his balls.
Popped his ball sack.
Oh, shit.
And shriveled. And
how sad.
The
sad
people,
sack.
Us on the left are torn.
Yes.
We on the left are torn.
We.
That Ted Cruz won Iowa.
How is Trump going to reinflate his sack?
But watching the schoolyard bully get the shit kicked out
of
him
great.
Is really kind of cool. He went out. He delivered the shortest speech he's given yet.
Right.
Trump.
Was he sad?
Went out. Well, he's spinning it as a victory. He's like, look, everybody said we wouldn't, we couldn't even get close.
Yeah.
We're only a couple of points behind. We're in second. We're kicking ass in New Hampshire. But it was a very subdued Donald.
Did he scream at the end?
It was very subdued Donald.
Sad Trump.
Yeah.
That's funny. I love sad Donald. That's great.
Here's a little bit more of Ted.
Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation.
Kill the homos.
Tonight, the state of Iowa has spoken.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
And we hear you loud and clear,
and
Iowa.
It doesn't fucking count, right? It doesn't really count.
Well, it kind of does. They are going to have a convention and get together. And I think there's another process that goes on. So it is not etched in stone because, again, in 2012.
Yes.
Frothy mixture. Ended up winning.
Okay. I mean, you know.
But.
Fuck them.
But once the convention happened, remember, it was they found out that a whole bunch of the Ron Paulies had taken over, kind of had gotten themselves to be super delegates, and they cast all the votes, and ended up Ron Paul winning Iowa because they took over the convention process or something like that. But, yeah. So, but we're torn because between that, the glee of watching Donald get beaten. And then the absolute terror that fucking Ted Cruz of that whole group. I mean, it's a frightening group.
Yeah, yeah. But Ted Cruz is particularly heinous.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think. Well, let's go through them. By the way, we lost another one.
Oh no! What happened
last night? Mike Huckabee. Ah,
damn.
He's so mad.
He just can't do
he's
it.
He's so
anymore.
Pissed.
Listen, he's done every. He's more Jesus-y than any of those fuckers.
He's really
nobody
so,
gives a
yeah,
shit.
He's so pissed that the evangelicals didn't. They went to somebody prettier, younger, and prettier, and he bailed, and he just tweeted. He just sent a tweet. That's how he bailed last night.
Oh my god!
He's like, I'm suspending my campaign. Thanks to all. That for your support, right. I stand with Huck or whatever. I fuck with Huck.
I
fuck
stand
Huck
with
or whatever
Huck.
The hell is hashtag that he was using.
Jesus Christ!
But he's gone.
What's he going to do with his time now?
Also down there, like under in the 2% and under.
wait. You haven't mentioned Jeb yet.
Chris Christie,
ooh.
Carly Fiorina,
yay,
John Kasich,
oh.
But. Christie and Kasich are focusing and have been focusing
sure.
on New Hampshire. And
good luck with that.
They kind of said fuck Iowa a while ago. Not saying fuck Iowa, spending millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, man.
There was an article this morning that said, I think it was this guy, Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush, got 3%.
3 fucking motherfucking percent, dude.
They estimate he paid $2,800 per vote.
Really?
Like he ended up spending almost $3,000 for each person that voted for
I
him.
I would have voted for him.
In Iowa.
If you would have said, hey, here's $2,800.
A lot less.
I'm so sorry. I would have pulled
He would have been better off doing that.
Right. God
offer
damn.
Offer people $100. Shit.
How horrible.
So,
how sad.
Jeb Bush has got to be rethinking things.
Where was he in the lineup of losers? I mean, I know it's all negligible when you get that low, but
it's three at the top within 4 or 5 points of each other were Cruz, Trump, and Rubio.
Noted.
Down, way down below at like 9%. Ben Carson.
Wow. I'm impressed.
That's his kind of stomping ground. He was number one in Iowa for a while.
His stomping ground is that 9% of the people like him.
Right, but then they realized there was a white evangelical in the in the group, so they're going to go for
like,
that.
Guys, 1 second. What are we doing voting for a black dude?
I like Ben Carson. He's that evangelical one. Well, Ted Cruz is evangelical. Oh, a white Ooh. One. I'll vote for him instead.
Yeah.
Boo.
just make a cow sound?
Yeah. I didn't feel like clicking on it. So then Rand Paul at 4%.
Oh, shit, Rand. That's, oh, God, I'm sorry for you. Too bad. Too bad you're a lunatic.
And then Jeb Bush, 3%.
Kasich. God, he's so.
Fiorina, Christie, and Huckabee.
3%, man.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you're throwing $3,000 each vote. I mean, you really have to no one likes you. You have to pay people to like you.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
Yeah.
He must be beside himself. What's it like when the Bushies, all those guys, they get together for family dinner every Sunday? This George like, dude, I won twice.
Yeah.
Why are you such a bitch?
Well, once.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, George, do you think George makes fun of Jeb? You think folks fun at him? Because it's always been Jeb's a smart one and George's a dumb one. Well, George won twice.
Yeah, that I think that's bullshit.
I think Jeb is the shit.
Yeah, I've seen nothing out of Jeb that proves that he's the smart one.
Right. Hey, loser, pass the potatoes.
Is there a third one?
Oh,
is
yeah.
there another Bush?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the one no one talks about.
Yeah, locked up in the basement.
Kind of like, oh, God. I was at a show last night, and somebody made a Who is that? Who's the Kennedy that had the lobotomy?
Neil. There is. I thought there was another brother. Yeah,
Neil Bush was in some shenanigans way back when with the savings and loans thing.
Oh, really?
I believe so. Back in the late 80s, early 90s. Something like that. I was at a show last night and somebody mentioned that one Kennedy that had the lobotomy. Who is that? And it just floored me. I'm like, that is a crazy reference.
Oh, I don't know if she had, but
she's mentally handicapped or something like that.
Yeah, like JFK's sister or something like that was severely handicapped.
I don't know. I was just bringing that up.
Marvin Bush.
Yes. Marvin? There's a Marvin?
Is the youngest son of, yeah.
What's up with him?
Yeah, how come we never hear about Marvin?
Marvin! Marvin's having a ball, dude. Marvin doesn't give dick about politics.
George,
he doesn't give
Jeb,
a shit.
Neil, Dorothy,
God,
and Robin.
Quit fucking white people. You got plenty of kids.
And Marvin.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Who is this Marvin?
Yeah, what is this? Who is this? Why don't we know who Marvin Bush is?
Do you think Marvin is more likable than Jeb?
Jeb. Marvin Pierce Bush.
Yes.
Was born October 22nd, 1956.
The year of our Lord.
He attended Woodbury Forest School in Virginia.
Oh my God.
I'm white as fuck.
Went on to obtain a bachelor's degree in English from the University of Virginia.
Good job.
Spent most summers and holidays at the Bush family estates.
I would too.
Worked as director of HCC Insurance Holdings.
Oh, that's evil as fuck. What's that pay?
Let's see.
It's got to pay well. That sounds like a good job.
He also served on the board of directors of some something. I don't know. Some company. Yeah.
Something. Some other big fucking job. I'm sure he earned his way up a ladder. Did he get into the ground floor in these companies?
It doesn't say what he's doing now, though, but
he's sitting in Martha's Vineyard, staring at shit, drinking Mai Tais.
What's this?
You know what I mean?
Is he like the Billy Carter of the family? What's with the... The unknown Bush. Did you know Marvin Bush fucking existed?
No, I had no idea, but maybe he doesn't want to live in the public eye.
But I mean, you usually hear about,
right?
Just, you usually hear what's going
on. By the way.
Now I want to know if Ted Cruz has any brothers.
Why did they call him? I just think of Marvin. What are we going to call him? Marvin. Really? Marvin?
Well, yeah.
It's an odd name. Marvin.
Marvin, yeah.
That makes you think of Marvin Gardens from...
Well, Ted Cruz is the only child. They broke the mold after that one.
Jesus Christ. Good job on raising a
nutball. I guess.
Why couldn't he have been in a teen tit movie like he wanted to in college?
It could have been a different, completely different history.
A lot more fun, Ted.
Go back in time and cast Ted in a teen tit movie, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you live with yourself if you know you're the dude like that is the lightning rod for all these hateful homophobes? Like, you're the guy they all love. The idiots in Texas love you.
Yeah.
Sad.
Let's check the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Boy, fuck you, boy.
So basically the HuffPo is saying the establishment lost. I mean, obviously, right. There's the two giant main candidates.
Yes.
Are sort of anti-establishment. I mean, even though Ted Cruz is a senator, he's Senator Suicide Vest,
sure,
who walks into every meeting and just blows everything
that's
up.
Not fair. You're not talking about all the legislation he's passed and everything he's done for the country.
Oh, what has he passed?
Hold on a second, Kate. Tumbleweed just rolled through the studio.
Yeah, I believe he's also shut down the government.
Hey.
Was pretty instrumental in that one time.
Lucky,
that's an accomplishment.
Boy.
Yeah, great.
Good for you, Ted. Donald Trump, before we get to what's going on over at the Drudge Report, Donald Trump was getting ready to give his speech, his, non-concession speech.
Yes.
And... he, I guess he was getting ready for the somebody to protest, like it, seems to always kind of happen, right?
Right. Well, people hate him.
And he said, I'm trying to find the exact clip now, but he said something like, He told the crowd to beat him, and he'll pay the legal fees.
What?
Something like that. Okay.
Is that legal?
Well, no.
No. Assault that man, and if you're arrested and charged with something, I'll pay for it. I'll cover your bail? I'll bail you out? Is he Boss Hogg? Is he in Hazard fucking County or something?
He told the crowd gathered at a rally to knock the crap out of anybody who threw a tomato at him. He heard there might be another tomato protester, like the guy that threw a tomato at him last week.
Wow, he sure is loved.
Who throws tomatoes anymore? That's fucking brilliant.
Well, especially this time of year. I don't know if you've been to the grocery store lately.
They're out of season.
And they're expensive. Right. People of Iowa, save your tomatoes.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise. I promise.
God.
He's not even pretending anymore.
You know, I'm serious. Just beat the shit out of him. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Who the... Is he a thug? Is he right. Tony Soprano?
Affluenza, right? That's that shitbag Ethan Couch, who, by the way, is back in Texas. They got him. They finally wrangled him back to the States.
Congratulations, Ethan. I bet it's wonderful to be home.
But that's kind of what he said. You know, didn't he? He had gotten in trouble once before, and he told the people he was with, don't worry, I'm Ethan Couch. My dad will buy our way out of this.
Yeah, what an asshole.
So that's what Trump is doing.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Beat the shit out of somebody. Don't worry. I'll pay the legal fees.
I'm above the law. I'm a rich one percenter. You guys can suck my dick.
There's that entitlement of the rich.
Damn. I mean, well, yeah. And I get it because they are technically entitled. They are above the law.
Right. Now, right.
I mean, if you're Trump, you can pay all these legal, you know, you got wonderful lawyers, I imagine. Never going to jail for nothing.
So over at the Drudge Report.
Bye.
The headline says Sanders camp may never know the actual result
because Hillary's a thief and a liar.
I don't think they're they were talking to some of the toadies last night and they were saying they're not even going to like put up a big stink about it. They're not going to wait for the process to just shake out, wait for them to count everything. They're not going to run filing lawsuits and
that is
shit
the,
like that.
That's the progressive way. That's a liberal way. They're going to let it work itself out and not lose their fucking mind.
And focus on New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Where they are going next. Right?
You know what? This Trump shit, I'm sorry. You know what it reminds me of? When he said if he went out on Fifth Avenue and shot someone, no one would care.
Right.
No, he wouldn't
lose a voter.
He wouldn't lose a voter.
Unless it was the one he shot.
Right.
I guess.
Do you think if Trump really wanted to, do you think he could find someone to beat somebody up in his crowd of supporters?
They're waiting. They're so, like dogs on the end of attack dogs. On the ends of, yeah. Get him.
Did you hear him? Scary group of people.
Did you hear him applauding? Some of them in the audience. Woo! Yeah!
Jeez.
You mean we get to beat shit out of someone?
Ugh.
Where's the brown one?
Brr. Oh, well, you know. Listen, if you're a brown person, get out of Iowa. Now!
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah.
So congratulations to Ted Cruz. Although, you know, don't worry,
you're like
libs.
A slea stack.
Don't worry too much because just remember Santorum and Huckabee. Won Iowa in the last couple of elections.
Absolutely,
so it's not
dude.
That terrifying.
Do you remember what the slea stacks were? Are
sure.
Do you remember them?
Land of the Lost,
the
right?
Bad guys in Land of the Lost, the lizard people. That's who Ted Cruz is. They did a DNA test. He jizzed in a cup. It came back positive for slea stack.
Right. Do you want to hear?
Yo, yes.
This is before yesterday's election, but this was. The father of Rafael.
Rafael Cruz.
Pastor Rafael Cruz.
Yes.
Was talking to Dove TV.
What the fuck is that?
It's some religious soap? TV YouTube program.
Oh, God. Good branding on Dove Soap's part because you say the word dove and I think soap. I don't even think a bird.
No,
amazing.
Yeah, it's Dove. It's the Jesus Dove. You just gotta listen to this. It's just batshit. This guy's, and remember again, the turd doth not falleth far from the sphincter.
Yummy, yummy.
And this sphincter is about to give his views on what's going on.
Kate, get me a glass coffee table.
Just think what the sun's views are.
Oh, God.
And people want to put him in charge.
Ooh. I'd assume, you correct me, that you and your family, and especially Ted, have been called to run for president. How do you pray for him?
Well, I'll tell you, the decision to run for president of Ted was a long, long decision. Ted and his wife and family, they spent 6 months in prayer.
Ah, 6 months in prayer, everybody. Wake up, pray to see if daddy should run for president.
Do you think
6 months of bullshit?
Do you think even God is that great of a listener?
6 months of focus groups, 6 months of testing. You can't tell me prayer.
Oh, yeah. God is like, by the way, he's like, oh, God, Ted Cruz has been praying for the last 3 months.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he probably had an assistant listen. You listen and just like nod and say, oh, yes, yes, yeah, yes, good idea. Every once in a while.
Just go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so funny. God is probably up in heaven. He's like, God, quit telling them to fucking pray, okay? I've got plenty of prayers. They're not even getting answered. I got cancer kids that need to get cured of cancer, but the Super Bowl's coming up. Everybody's praying for the fucking Packers. I backed up in here. Are you not? Who are you praying for?
The Packers are no longer.
Oh, they're not in it.
Yeah,
I don't even know what. Who's in it, by the way?
Panthers and
the Panthers,
Broncos. I think.
Oh, okay. Who are you pulling for? Who are you like? The cows
or
the cats?
I care. Well, now I want the Panthers because after that story we did yesterday with Rick Joyner, the pastor saying that Bob Jones told him that the Panthers, I don't know, winning the Super Bowl would be the beginning of the end times prophecy. Some fucking shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so if the Panthers win, then it's the end times.
So, I'm voting Panthers.
Oh, yeah. I want to see this guy disprove
I want to see these horsemen and shit.
Oh, I don't. Are you kidding me? Oh, the God, apocalypse is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. Huge, huge.
Pain
huge.
In the ass for everybody involved.
Here's the rest of... Ted has been praying for 6 months.
Lee.
And 6 months in prayer. Just seeking the will of God as to what to do. And that... culminated one time the whole family was together, and even his senior staff, we were attending a church service all together at First Baptist Church of Houston, where he's a member. And after church, we went up to the pastor's office. We spent 2 hours on our knee.
On our knee?
We went
one
up,
knee.
They went up to the bastard's office?
They went up to the pastor's office.
Oh, pastor's office.
I took off my pants.
And they spent 2 hours on their knees, he said.
I whipped out my conservative caucus.
I thought he said they went to the bastard's office.
Oh, yes.
That would have been...
oh, yeah.
Who knows what's going on?
That's
there.
The skin of my...
We spent 2 hours on our knee seeking God's will about this decision. And it was there where Heidi said a word that, you know, I believe it was just inspiration from God. And she said, seek God's face, not God's hand.
Wait.
And that was just as if there was...
Okay. This guy,
she
nuts.
Said, shoot it in my eye, seek, not in my hand.
Seek God's
seek
face.
Hit it in the face, not in the hand.
Well, I mean, we're on our knee for 2 hours.
Bullshit.
And I'm seeking God's face and his hand. And what the fuck? This is stupid.
I mean.
It's so fucking dumb. Come on. Who's buying this? Who the fuck in Iowa is buying this?
Are you marrying into a family where they make you kneel for a couple hours?
What kind of money are we like, in? Well, that's true. I don't mean to be a
that's true.
Asshole.
Just as if there was a presence of the Holy Spirit in the room, and that, you know, we all were at awe, and Ted, just all that it came out of his mouth, he said, here am I, Lord. Use me. Here am I, Lord. I surrender to whatever your will for my life is. And it was at that time that he felt the peace about running for president.
Here I am, Lord. And then he felt God's peace.
I felt your peace. I felt the peace. Hey, man, who shot this? It's creepy as fuck. I just got to look at it on your screen.
Well, he's on a webcam.
I shoot this under my piece.
And it's obviously a hotel room.
I shoot you with my piece.
And, I mean, pro tip, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you're going to be doing something like this, see if you can put your camera above your eye line.
You look nuts. You sound nuts, and you look nuts, Raphael.
Because it really looks like we're looking up Raphael's nostrils.
We are!
And you can see the vast empty space there.
Yeah, where's his brain? I couldn't make it out.
Of the United States.
There we go.
God, it's just so fucking, it's so boring and he's so dumb. Who buys into this fucking sky god mumbo jumbo bullshit? it's infuriating.
It was as if there was a presence of the Holy Spirit in the room and we were all in awe, and Ted, all that came out of his mouth, he said, "Here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord. I surrender to whatever your will for my life is."
Do these fuckers speak in tongues? Are they like, "Who get boggy? It's the boodoo boodoo."
I'm putting on my gimp outfit for you, Lord.
I need my ball guy.
Whip the shit out of me.
We need more latex up in this bitch.
And then it was at that time that he felt a peace about running for president of the United States.
Shut up. Hey, don't walk me through your bullshit prophecy crap.
Well, so far, obviously, God was totally fucking with Huckabee.
I'm totally fucking with you, man.
He did the Lucy with the football thing to Huckabee again.
God's like, pull my finger, Mike.
Huckabee. I want you to run for president.
Who's God hang with when he's doing all that shit? Does he have a buddy?
Yeah, you know he's smoking
Peter?
Weed. Yeah.
Angel of the great
Marley. Bob Marley's sitting up there with him and they're laughing their asses off.
So stupid. You think about, you know, like a kid believes in Santa Claus and it's cute, you know, like it's kind of fun and you don't want to ruin that for him or whatever. But these Christians, and there's a lot of similar kind of shit here. I mean, it's just like Santa, but they're in charge of stuff and making our laws, and it's terrifying!
Right?
This guy is taken seriously by us, and he's talking about a gift from God and fucking bullshit. Stop it! I don't know what the fuck we're supposed to do. How am I supposed to react to that? That's okay. I'm going to tolerate that. That is terrifying. That's terrifying that some dude decided he wanted to be a leader of the country because he spent 6 months on me praying. And that's bullshit anyway. That's all fucking bullshit. Theater.
Oh, none of this happened.
Come on.
We prayed for 2 hours on our knees. And
his whole family.
Ted flagellating himself in the middle of the room saying, "Here I am, Lord."
His whole family, they were all in a room together for 6 months praying. Your daughter hates you.
2 hours.
Ted. Oh, yeah.
On their knees. But overall, 6 months. Yeah.
Is it Ted? Doesn't Ted have the daughter that pulled away from him when he tried to hug her?
She didn't look real happy.
Dude,
yeah.
You're a dick.
And then there's a great screen cap because you know what's going through his mind is, oh, fuck, that was on camera.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks, there's a screen cap of him looking right at the camera after his daughter shunned him. And you could tell he's like, God fucking damn it.
She
got the shit beat out of her, I'm sure.
Well, I hope not. But in that moment, you can sort of.
He spanks him. He talked about that.
Does he really?
He's talked about that.
Oh, God, you're beating your children.
And I saw an article not that long ago that said, "Dear Ted Cruz, from a psychologist, here's why you should not spank your 5-year-old.
Yeah, welcome to 2016, dickhead. Man, what is likable about him? Will you remind me? Remind me.
Who?
Ted Cruz. Is there anything remotely human about this fucknut? That one little cricket is a loud motherfucker.
Yeah. All kinds of other stuff going on. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, tweet us during the show. Thanks for joining us here. Holy cow, we've already blown an hour. Time goes so quickly. If you're going to buy shit, help us out here with, you know, we do 2 hours a day plus show prep and everything. We don't ask anything of y'all, but it would be great if
we ask you to listen
and buy shit.
tell all your fucking friends about us.
Yeah. Besides spreading the crabs, if you're going to buy any shit, buy it through our Amazon hole. And we get a little taste. We get a little nibble. Our beaks wet. Doesn't cost you anything. We get a little commission.
Yes.
And that's at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or go to crabdiving.com. Click on the Amazon banner.
Right.
Buy away, mofos.
I wish we could just tell people.
Thanks to those that have.
Yes. Thank you very much. I wish we could tell people, like, they should go to our portal, because if you do, God will like you more.
Well, he will. We could say that.
Sure. Why not?
Let's make up our own religion. Shit.
The flying spaghetti monster will wrap his noodly appendage around that one special appendage.
Become a crabist.
Oh, yes. A crabologist?
Sure.
I like crabist.
We'll ordain people.
Okay.
You can be a crabist monk.
How do you do that?
I think we just did. I don't think there's that much to it.
Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Heiny Ho.
Obviously,
do you remember where that's from?
No, I know that. I don't remember where it's from.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, no.
The television show. How great was that show? Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Heiny Ho.
Right. The secret word.
Chair.
Ah! Cherry.
Cherry, that's right.
That's
my nickname in high school.
By the way, I think there's a new movie coming out.
Of Pee-wee? Is it, what's his name? Know. Paul Rudd? Yeah, no.
Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens.
Yeah, he's going to be in it with...
he's going to be Pee-wee Herman.
Who's the other? Fred Willard.
Oh, Fred Willard.
The other guy that got caught jerking off in the same theater.
Yeah. Guy, that would be a great show. Yeah, you know what? We should have both those guys in at the same time, and then they could talk about their experiences jacking off in public.
In common at the, what's the name of that place? It's right up here on Melrose.
Fuck, I don't know.
I forget the name of it.
I don't know.
The adult theater, which, you know, fucking amazes me that they still exist.
Yeah.
What? It's odd. What, yeah, with
it's old.
The proliferation of porn everywhere, you can get it on your phone.
Yes.
Why do you want to go into a darkened theater with a bunch of other dudes,
right,
and watch it?
Well, maybe you want to be in there with
something,
the other dudes.
A little interesting going on there, yeah.
Is it true that Pee Wee Herman, is it true that he actually had a thing of popcorn, hollowed out the bottom of it, and stuck his dick through it?
No.
That was the story. That's in the police report.
Get out of here.
Read it. It's public record.
I don't know.
How horrible is it? I don't think, who wants to get popcorn salt on the skin of your penis? That can't be good. And also, popcorn's expensive. I'm not putting my dick in that.
You put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not putting my dick in that.
.com.
So, speaking of fraudulent churches and bullshit, we talked, this is a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
We talked a couple days ago about the fact that a state judge in New York ordered the Outlaw Worldwide Church.
Okay. Oh, is this Pastor Manning?
Pastor David Manning. To be sold at auction to pay off over $1 million in taxes.
They're going
to
turn it into a gay bar, right? The church?
An LGBT spiritual group called Rivers of Living Water. Oh God.
Get a new name. I don't know what. Just get a new fucking name.
I think the
horrible name.
I think the emphasis is wrong.
Okay.
I gave it the wrong emphasis.
Okay, try it again.
It's Rivers of Living Water Ministries.
Horrible.
But I said
horrible.
Rivers of Living Water Ministries is a completely different.
But a bunch of pubs.
Or it might not be. Yeah, that's the German group.
Yeah. They're located here in Northridge.
There's no comma. It's Living Water.
But it's still horrendous name.
And it is ridiculous.
But probably a great cause, horrible name. No,
they've launched a fundraising campaign to purchase the church and replace it with a ministry and youth, LGBT youth.
Turn it into something fun.
Well, I don't care if they do that.
But.
That's kind of even better. If they turned it into a gay bar with glory fucking holes everywhere and shit, that would be awesome. But
yes.
Don't you think it would really twist his nipples even more if it was a church that was really gay friendly? That would drive him fucking
absolutely
crazy.
You're right. To always take the high road if you can. If not, bring on the glory holes.
Right. And then listen to Crab Diving.
Right.
Here is Pastor Manning.
Ah, is he sad?
On the YouTube talking.
Is it sad, Manning?
Talking about the grave injustice that's happening here.
But I see this, as many of the elders have discussed, as just more of an opportunity for us to get more press and to get more coverage to explain our position and as to who we are. Right now, the articles are jumping all over the place. I've gotten calls from everybody about this, the news organization. In fact,
he's going at it from the there ain't no bad publicity line.
Yeah, that's funny. I love it.
I share this with you to all the sodomites.
Okay.
That think that you're going to purchase this church and foreclose yourself. Let me tell you something. Before you can ever own the Lord's house, because that's what this is.
That's right.
That this is the Lord's house. This ain't no damn bath house.
That's right.
This ain't no fag house.
Ain't no fag house. He's, I don't know who's answering him.
I disagree with you. It is time to not take the high road. They need to turn this into a gay bar. They need to have glory holes with his face on the wall and cut out his mouth.
He needs to be jizz.
He needs to be
flying through the air in that place.
His image shall be mouth fucked by the sodomites.
He's out of his mind. And listen to that idiot in the back. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I know we're joking about it and shit, but all that hate speech going out there, especially from somebody who's posing to be like a man of God, is hurtful to our fucking society, you dickhead.
And God, he's so obsessed.
What about these poor kids that are a part of this flock, whatever, and what if they're fucking gay?
Didn't he admit he tried it?
I don't remember.
Didn't he like a long time ago? He knows it's choice because he went through it or something like that. Or,
oh, I don't know.
Am I got my pastors mixed up?
Maybe. I don't know.
Tell you something. Before you can ever own the Lord's house, because that's what this is.
That's right.
That this is the Lord's house. This ain't no damn bath house.
That's right.
This ain't no fag house. This is the Lord's house.
Amen.
Fuck you.
And before you can ever own this property, hook or crook to own this property, you will be carried. Men who are fags with testicles will be carried.
What the fuck?
As opposed to those testicle-less.
Right.
Men who are fags with testicles.
Did he write this speech out?
I think he's ad-libbing. He's just doing a little improv.
Riffing. How nice.
Men who are fags.
Maybe this is like a fourth level at Second City kind of project.
Oh, is this Groundlings?
Men who are fags with testicles will be carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus.
What the fuck?
Shit.
What is he talking about?
Did he watch last week's episode of Nova?
Man, that would hurt.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do you want a bowling ball hanging down in your ball sack?
You got to take a class, you know, get ready for it.
And then it comes out your anus.
Are you going to do it naturally?
What the hell is he talking
submerged
about?
Submerged in a pool.
Carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus. That's how impossible it is for you to get this house.
That's right.
When you start carrying a baby in your bags and birthing that baby through your ass, then you can own this house.
Did you forget how hilarious he is?
What the hell's happening?
Did you forget how funny he is?
I had forgotten how amazing this guy is.
Jeez.
What?
I'm carrying a baby in my bag, and I'm gonna shit it out.
You
don't
carry a baby in your bag.
This guy took an interesting. I mean, he's got an interesting view of biology and shit.
Well, he's saying when that happens, then you can. Then you'll be. It's like a when pigs fly.
Yeah,
except
shit.
He's going for the when babies grow in your ball sack.
When pigs fly is a little more. I don't know. It's less harsh.
Right.
This is more acceptable, I think. I don't. What do I know?
Baby in your bags and birthing that baby through your ass. Then you can own this house. Until I see you pull a baby out your ass, you ain't going to pull this church out from underneath to us. And boom, shakalaka goes right there. And all you fags can go to hell. and right. do it now. I'm James Avon Manning, everybody. I'm the Lord's servant.
God, he's insane. I'm the Lord's servant. What's up with that? Why is he?
That's his little sassy ending.
Oh, okay.
I'm the Lord's servant.
Let me get my. Yeah. He's got his adult contemporary DJ voice on. Yeah, jeez.
That's Pastor Manning.
Holy fuck. He does sound like he's doing a sketch in the Groundlings.
He's spectacular.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
You going to pull a baby out of your ass?
Yeah. So there you go. Little Pastor Manning.
So fucking funny.
Trying to,
you know,
protect his property.
Maybe, I mean, maybe his hate speak isn't as bad as some because he, no, who is listening to him and taking him seriously?
How big
is
this?
Nuts.
How many people, how many heinous people go to his church? And who wants to sit there and just listen to this asshole rail on about homos all fucking day? Because that's all he talks about. That's all that's ever up on his board outside.
The big board.
The marquee outside the Atla Church. Is something heinous about gay people.
Imagine, who's this person with him in the video who, like, when he says...
That's right.
When somebody pulls a baby out their ass...
Yes, tell him, Pastor. Whoa.
This person will agree with anything.
That's what a lot of these people, I guess that's a skill, like Jim Baker's wife.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
God, that's funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to, the best of Pastor Manning. Okay, I got to hear one or two of these.
I'll tell you something about black folk. I'll tell you something about Negroes. Ooh. Let me tell you something about niggas. Now, this is not racist anything.
These are different clips
Jesus Christ.
Are edited together.
He's...
Praise the Lord. But Satan used an African man and a white trash woman to give birth to this wicked spirit called Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, my
God. Wait a second. Is it true Barack Hussein Obama was fused from African and white trash?
White trash woman. Oh, my God. Yes.
But Satan used an African man and a white trash woman to give birth to this wicked spirit called Barack Hussein Obama. Barack's father did what 70% of all black men do. Run off and leave and don't support.
What the fuck?
He is not black. He's white trash. He's white trash. Barack Hussein Obama is white trash.
wait. Hey, I'm confused.
He's in his priesting outfit, his pastoring outfit. That's at a service.
Is this normal?
That's
at
a service.
I got to tell you.
I might go to that church.
I was about to say, if I lived in the area, I might be there every Sunday.
Right,
This is fucking hilarious. What is the definition of white trash? Now I'm confused. Could you look it up? Yeah. I didn't know.
Obama. It's white trash. I hate Barack Hussein Obama, who is nothing but a long-legged devil right out of the pit of hell. And if you don't mind my saying it, Jesus hates him too.
That was from a TV show. Now we're back. Now we're back to a service.
You got children you haven't taken care of. And if you can't take care of your own children, how can you then say you're ready to choose a president to take care of the nation? I'm not responsible for it. I'm just trying to show you how no good you are. And yet you want to talk about choosing a black man to be your president. You have no honor. You have no honor. You make babies like Aunt Jemima makes biscuits. Now get angry about that.
Oh, man. I don't understand that. See, I thought Aunt Jemima made syrup.
Aunt Jemima makes biscuits.
Does Aunt Jemima make biscuits? I see.
Apparently she's branched off.
I think his racism might be off. Just a 10.
Like Aunt Jemima makes biscuits. Now get angry about that. So I got news for you about niggas.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, man.
My God.
Aunt Jemima makes biscuits. Now get angry about that. So I got news for you about niggas. The way they turned on Bill... For Barack, I don't have to worry about them being against me. They'll come on back. They're fickle. They're not committed to anything. And if they commit to something, you can't trust them. They don't stay with anything very long. So if they mad with me now, I'll be glad with me government tomorrow. All I got to do is get some government cheese and run through three government programs through here. And I do declare every nigga in Harlem will be coming to this church for the government program, and I know it.
Wait.
Oh, God. And there are young children behind him in, like, shit. Choir outfits and stuff.
That's so gross,
standing
man.
There listening to this abuse.
Fucked up. This is so fucking fucked up. Yes. But what I don't understand, he says that
he's out of his fucking
he says it a little
tree.
He says it differently, but he says African Americans supported Bill. But now African Americans support Barack Obama.
I didn't hear the term African American.
No, but he said they turned on him.
Yeah.
But Bill Clinton was
don't
a
ask me.
It doesn't make any sense, man.
Don't ask me.
Two of them are not paying child support. So I'm here today to tell you, when I got saved from being an African American. Don't call me that. That's not what I am. Now you can be what all you want, but I'm not an African American. I no longer am an African American.
Wow.
I no longer.
God, this guy
is—he
has an amazing voice. I mean, how is he able to sustain this?
Because, I don't know. Yeah,
because some of these sentences, not only are they long, I mean, they're loud. And
I no longer. Yeah. Like a Wookiee.
Sounds like Miss Piggy.
But I'm not an African American.
Play Chewbacca. Play a Chewbacca soundbite and then play him. Yeah. It's the same guy.
No longer am I an African American. Don't call me. And don't expect me to act like you. I'm not one of you. Not only am I not an African American, but I'm not a black man. Don't call me that either. Don't you call me a black man. Because I'm not. There was a black man. Yeah. I don't want to be a black man. I don't want to be a nigga either, but I don't want to be a black man. I don't want to be African American. I don't want to be one of y'all.
Is this cut together?
This is cut, yeah. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, hey, you know what might be helpful, Reverend Manning? I mean, we understand what you don't want to be. What do you want to be?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
We'll skip a bit and we'll listen to one more and then we'll
I mean, it's amazing.
Move on. This is 20 minutes long.
Jesus, 20 minutes.
And it's part one. The best of Pastor Manning, part one.
Despicable. I'd rather be dead than to continue to live and call myself a black man. I'd rather die. Death is welcome rather than to call myself, you spineless black man.
What? He's really hung up on that.
Didn't he say that something about Barack Obama and boobs or it's like,
let me get that. I'll get that clip while I play this. I'll find that one.
Okay. I don't want to be one of you. I don't want to be one of you weak men, weak people.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Jesus Christ.
And that's how black men see themselves. They think they are the pride of the universe when it comes to sexuality. They strut around. We don't need a job. We got a job between our legs.
Oh, that's a great drop. We don't need a job. I got all I can handle right here.
Here we go.
Obama is a Mac Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big-chested white women with their tight T-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on. You don't get your campaign started with a big-chested white woman. She must be a 54D, double D, and a pair of shorts on. That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama, that's where you first saw his name. That's first place I saw it on, two great big old tits.
I would go. Now I want his church to be saved.
Now I
want to
move there. Yeah. Listen. Hey, you know who likes this dude who plays clips of him? The Hollywood Hick.
No, yeah.
Brent loves this guy. Yeah. Reverend Manning.
So
listen to the Hollywood Hick, by the way, on the sevens and at midnight on crabdiving.com/live.
Keep your ear holes pressed to whatever device you use to suck us in. We'll keep the story. We'll keep our ears on the story and see what's going on with Pastor Manning. See if he loses the church.
insane.
To some sodomites.
Dude, it's fucking in fucking insane. He's nuts.
Right. It's batshit.
I mean, and also, he's so loud and is able to sustain that energy, that vocal energy he's expelling is crazy.
Yeah.
Where did he train? Did he go to Juilliard? Study opera?
I've got a couple of stories here. Let's knock off some quick ones.
Oh yeah. Squirt.
This is a this is hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold your horses, everybody.
A state. I'm trying Kansas.
State.
The state of Kansas.
Dee 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 dee. Fuck you.
He is a chairman on a Senate committee. He's okay. A state senator. And he has Senator Mitch Holmes is his name. He's the Republican chairman of the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee. Okay.
So this guy must be a stand-up kid.
Kansas. He's okay. The you know, I guess he's like a Trey Gowdy of
perfect
Kansas in the state.
What a lovely thing to be.
And he's put out new rules.
Yes.
And an 11-point code of conduct for people testifying before his supremeness and his committee.
Right.
He has decided that there must be a dress code.
Oh my God.
For women.
Right. What about guys?
There are no equivalent rules for men.
That's separate but equal.
Rules govern skirt length and cleavage allowance.
Wait, you got to have enough or not too much? Sure.
Cover those titties. Oh. Cover those legs.
What?
Because you're going to be distracting the poor men folk.
Why do we hate the female form?
On the committee.
Oh, man. Free the nipple.
He told, they asked about these rules.
Yes.
Topeka Capital Journal asked him. He said, well, it's one of those things that's hard to define.
Right.
Put it out there and people know we're really looking for you to be addressing the issue rather than trying to distract or bring eyes to yourself.
Oh, that's right. Listen, you whores, quit distracting me from all the legislation I'm shitting out.
Right. So he's saying if you're shown a little tit, or if your skirt isn't long enough,
yes,
obviously you're trying to sway.
Oh yes,
the penis bearers on the committee and the lesbians,
the cockologists,
the one whatever. Democrat senator Laura Kelly, when he brought this up, said, oh, for crying out loud, What century is this?
Right. What does she wear to work normally? The Princess Leia dungeon outfit from Return of the Jedi?
And even some of his Republican friends are not too thrilled about it. One Senator Vicky Schmidt from Topeka is a Republican. She says, well, who's going to define low cut?
Right.
And does anything apply to senators?
Yes.
Or does it apply to senators? Like, she's a senator. Does she have to cover her tits up? Does
she's
she have to cover her
senator.
Legs up?
If you're a fucking senator, you shouldn't have to cover up your fucking tits. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Free the nipple in the Senate.
This is, you know, maybe Kansas should be focusing on other things. Right? I mean, isn't there state?
Right.
In bad shape. I mean,
another Republican senator says, well, I'm more interested in what they have to say about the direction our state should go rather than what they're wearing that day.
Relax. Don't worry about the cleavage. Okay.
So let's, I don't know if these rules are going to fly or whatever, but this asshole trying to impose a rule on only the women folk because, you know, they're big whores and sluts.
Totally, man.
Which also takes me to this is interesting.
Right.
Breaking news.
This just in.
It might not be breaking, but I just fucking found it.
For us, it is.
Former president of the United States of America.
Okay.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Ugh. The George W. Bush.
Out of the closet? Is that the news? Or
Former President George Bush,
yes,
has canceled a visit.
Okay.
He was supposed to speak at some, he was supposed to be the keynote speaker at a Jewish charity gala in Geneva.
Okay.
On February 12th.
What happened?
But pressure has been building on the Swiss government to arrest him and open a criminal investigation if he enters the country for war crimes and torture charges.
Damn. Hey, that's how the world sees us.
So he canceled the trip.
Oh, my God. He's legitimately scared.
Former U.S. President G.W. Bush canceled a visit to Switzerland over fears he could have been arrested on torture charges.
Where is he allowed to go, Georgie? Where are you allowed to go?
Criminal complaints against Mr. Bush alleging torture have been lodged in Geneva. Human rights groups have said they intend to submit a 2,500-page case against him.
Damn!
For alleged mistreatment of suspected militants at Guantanamo.
Yes. Evil.
Left-wing groups are also calling for a protest of the day of the visit, but he ain't coming.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, fuck that. That's what he's thinking. He's like, fuck this shit. I don't want to go.
So, it says under the Convention on Torture, authorities might have been obliged to open an investigation and either prosecute or extradite George Bush. So,
God,
they might not have a choice if these charges get filed and everything.
Yeah,
if he were to show up, he might have, regardless who he is.
Well, can he Skype in?
He might have gotten arrested. And I'm sure they don't care. Him and Cheney and Rummy, they can't go anywhere.
Well, they can't go to
they probably don't give.
Well, they
a
can't
shit.
Go to. Do they ski? I mean, George strikes me as a skier. He can't go to the Alps anymore.
We can go here, Utah.
Where the fuck? Okay. Somebody tell. Okay.
Alaska, somebody says, Utah.
No. Somebody says to you, "Hey, Pat, we were going to go to Switzerland. We can't now, but we're going to go to Utah. Is that okay with you?"
Well, if you like Jesus and shit, and you're going to get arrested
in
Switzerland,
don't.
Yeah.
The Bushes and Cheney, they aren't true believers. No fucking way.
No, Bush maybe.
No.
I think Bush maybe. I think Dick Cheney, no fucking way. Did Dick Cheney even ever pretend to be religious?
No, I'm just, yeah. No. I don't think they go to Utah, though. These guys are elite society types, man.
Well, they might not like, maybe Colorado then, like Aspen or, you know.
Telluride. Are they allowed to go to Paris? Can they go to Paris? I mean.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know if they can go to shit. Paris or not. Depends on where they want to file these charges. So there you go. Our former president not being able to go places because of war fucking crimes.
Are we better off now than we were 8 years ago? Seriously.
Yeah. Listening to the Republicans.
You would think the country's burning.
Marco Rubio gave one of those victory speeches, even though he came in third, and he's thrilled with that. He's like, nobody guessed, and he was close.
Yes, but I would be thrilled too, because you look at all the other fuck nuts in the basement not getting any support.
But then, you know, he whipped out his Jesus for everybody, yes. And then and waved it around, and then he was just talking about how we've got to save the country from the last 7 years of the horrible things Barack Hussein Obama has done to how he's destroyed our country. How has he destroyed the country in the last 7 years?
Economic growth, more jobs, Obamacare.
Right. That one they hate.
He killed Osama bin Laden with his bare fucking hands. That's how he's ruining this country. I was going to say improved infrastructure, but he can't fucking do that because of goddamn Congress.
Did you hear the other day they asked Trump what about, you know, he's gonna repeal Obamacare day one.
Oh yeah, good job, dickhead.
What is he gonna replace it with?
And his he's
like,
dick.
Oh, with our own version, and it's gonna be so much better.
Trump care.
But that's it. It's gonna be so much better. And I tweeted out, well, you know, they were making fun of him, and I yes. tweeted out, well, how different is that from what all the rest of those assholes?
They're
say?
All saying.
They all say that.
They have no good ideas. All right. they have, they just think. Hey man, they just think the way to win with these tea loonies is all Jesus all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Damn everything else.
Today is Groundhog Day.
Okay. Oh, I love that movie with Bill Murray.
Right.
Who's the chick in that? God, sounds sexist, doesn't it? Andie McDowell or no.
Isn't it
Annie?
The Cusack?
Damn. No. I thought it was Andie McDowell.
Oh, maybe it's Andie McDowell.
Who knows?
Oh, it is Andie McDowell.
I love her. She's great. Actually, she's not great most of the time, but I like her in that movie.
Today's, today's, I don't even know if the big old rat saw his shadow or not.
Right.
But in regards to.
Well, a groundhog isn't
news,
a rodent.
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's a marsupial.
Marsupial?
It has a pouch.
Does it?
Sure. I don't know. Actually, it's no way it has a pouch because it was swimming. Water would get caught in the pouch and make him less.
Gross.
Wouldn't
it get all smelly in there?
I gotta fucking clean out this pouch. Fuck you. Are you an Andie McDowell fan or no?
Sure, why not? She was okay. I mean, I don't, you know, didn't
you don't have
posters
an opinion?
Up or anything.
Okay.
But not that.
Who's your favorite all-time actress? I don't mean to make it about sex or anything. I don't mean to gender you. Your gender the question.
I don't know. There's a bunch that are. It's different. Like there's you know brilliant actors, and then there's ones that are just fun to go watch.
How can you not say Meryl Streep?
Like Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
Together with. Madeline Kahn and Dom DeLuise.
Are you saying
none of them were? Well, Madeline Kahn was a good actor,
oh,
but those two
right.
were not great actors,
right?
But together, right? But
Kismet.
A lot of fun to watch and stuff.
I thought
like
you were going to say like if you melded Burt Reynolds with Madeline Kahn, Sally Field. Madeline Kahn was not. Are you saying Burt Reynolds and Madeline Kahn together?
I think I might have said Madeline Kahn accidentally.
I'm
thinking the history of the world.
Dude, oh yeah. Think about how amazing it would be to have Madeline. What if Madeline Kahn was in Smokey and the Bandit instead of Sally Field?
Think about Sally Field was good.
But that's a totally different movie. It's kind of fascinating to think about that.
Well, in true Groundhog Day the movie fashion,
ooh.
Where everything happens over and over and over.
Love that film. Hilarious.
The House of Representatives of the United States of America today voted to override President Obama's veto and defund and destroy Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, and strip funding from Planned Parenthood.
Fuck you.
At the same time.
Right.
And they had the veto over, you know, they sent that to the president. And the president
God
was like,
damn it.
Fuck this.
Yeah. Larry.
And today they had the House vote to override the veto.
Fuck you.
And repeal Obamacare, defund Planned Parenthood.
What?
We have a loser.
Fuck you, boy.
They needed 2/3. They got 241 to 186.
Marvin Hale.
They
what a bunch of what are they doing?
So now they're saying,
what is our government doing for us?
Well, now they're saying they're actually going to try to come up with something as an alternative.
Fuck you. They ain't going to come up with dick.
They're planning to craft a replacement plan this year as kind of a preview for what they hope to do in the next Congress.
I'm crafting. I'm over here crafting. Fuck you. You're not crafting shit. What are they going to craft?
The says the vote comes hours after the president met with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Fuck you.
What a great meeting that was. Huh?
Now, they don't like Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell because they ain't right conservative enough.
True. Right.
Yeah. They're
In fact, they hate this meeting because the point of the meeting was to talk about issues where the White House and Congress might be able to work together.
Oh, my God. They're just trying to do something. They're just trying to do something.
I hear he shook hands with that Negro.
Oh, God. Oh, I wish
he actually smiled when Obama said something funny.
I wish
Rhino.
I wish somebody could go into the Congress and say, hey, listen, everybody with an IQ below 100, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here right fucking now. We're done with you stupid people.
Some of these issues where they might work together, according to I'm reading from KHOU, Houston, Texas.
Lucky.
The vote came issues. Criminal justice, mental health reform.
We need that. I need that.
The TPP. Sadly, they do agree on that. We got to stop that shit.
Right. That sucked.
Puerto Rico's financial crisis. Look to the big fucking evil banks for that.
What? I didn't even know about that. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's having done to it what the big evil banksters of Europe did to Greece. And what evil bankers did here to low-income people with mortgages. Okay. Here, no credit, bad credit, don't worry.
Fuck you.
We'll set you up. And they set them up knowing they wouldn't be able to pay and then, you know, come looking for their pound of flesh.
Is San Jose cheap to live in? That's Puerto Rico,
probably,
right?
Yeah.
Damn, is it dangerous?
I mean
it's
probably
a state.
Yeah, well, it's a territory.
Damn, I'm going to look into that. Move the crabs to Puerto Rico. It's warm all the time.
So they talked about that. They talked about the opioid epidemic.
Okay. Opioid.
Efforts to cure cancer.
Yay.
And the Zika virus.
Are they now, is Congress, do they want to cure cancer? Or are they against that like Kim Davis?
I don't know. Wasn't it Fox? We go to crabdiving.com. We talked about that after the president's speech where he wants the next moon launch to be America curing cancer.
Yay.
And there are a couple of assholes on, I don't know, Fox News, Breitbart, etc. Mainly
you.
Fox News. They had a couple of jerk-offs. One guy said, was shitting on it, saying, well, I want to see us go after cancer, but this isn't the president to do it. So he's basically saying, he's shitting on trying to cure cancer.
Yeah. Oh, how nice.
Because Obama's trying to do
it. What the fuck? Stop it. You're insane.
So a big fail on the House of part of the House today to try to repeal Obamacare for the 89,000th time.
Come on, guys. Come the fuck on.
Seriously, it's just.
You can do it.
So fucking annoying.
We promise.
How about jobs?
No. Hey, fuck off.
How about infrastructure? How about bridges that are fucking falling down
and
trains that are derailing and blowing up and shit?
No. We don't do stuff like that.
Oh, that's right.
This is Congress, dumbass. Get the fuck out of here.
We're Republicans.
Fuck you.
We don't do that. We only help the rich.
Jesus.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
About. God, I don't even know if this is real or not.
Right.
This was on Facebook.
Right.
And it was from a story on I forget what, the EastIdahoNews.com or something like that.
East Idaho.
But I couldn't.
Is that the good part?
I couldn't then find the story again, but this is like a regular news report, so I think this might be true. This was a 911 call. These two geniuses were driving a car full of a shit ton of weed, like a couple hundred pounds of weed.
Guys, be careful with that. Come on.
And they sampled it.
Was it sativa or indica?
They sampled it.
Okay.
A lot of it.
Well.
And they got so high and paranoid that they thought they were being followed by the cops. Like every car that
I
came up
where
on
this
them
is going.
They thought was the cops.
Oh shit.
So they finally decided to pull over and call 911.
Yeah.
And tell the cops, just get it over with. Right. We can't handle it anymore.
They didn't want to go down in a big shootout. Hey,
you got us.
Preemptive.
And the cop is like, what are you talking?
Where are you?
The dispatcher's like, what are you talking
about? Who the fuck are you?
Here we go from EastIdahoNews.com.
Amazing.
Called 911 and, well, you just have to listen to the call.
Madison County 911.
Hi, we're the two dumbasses that got caught trying to bring some stuff through your border, and all your cops are just driving around with like a bunch of jack wagons. I just really would like you guys to end it. If you could help me out with that, you just like to get on with it.
That is a stoner. is a true fucking stoner if I've ever heard
all
one.
Your cops are just driving around us like a bunch of jack wagons, and I'd just like you guys to
what's
end
a jack wagon? A jack wagon?
If you could help me out wagon. With that.
You know, jack wagon, that's the name of that little porno theater down there.
It is. That's where
Santa Monica
Fred Willard got caught.
Right. The jack wagon.
Or that's the truck version.
Dude, that's
like
hey,
a
listen.
Food truck.
They
jack truck.
They violated like number one or two of Biggie Smalls' 10 crack commandments. Don't get high on your own supply.
Don't get yeah.
That
don't
is
drink,
a 10
don't
crack
smoke
commandment.
Your own shit.
Right. Dumbasses.
I'd just like God, you guys so to funny. End it. If you could help me out with that, we would just like to get on with it.
This is the dispatcher.
This
who
is
the
spectacular.
Fuck is
and
this?
Listen to
we would like you guys to end it. If you could help me out with that, we just like to get on with it.
You got caught doing what?
God. Okay. We kind of got pooched here, trying to bring some stuff across your Idaho border.
Okay.
And...
Like the dispatch, we got this spooked is... trying to carry stuff across your Idaho border.
This is great.
And the dispatch is like, okay.
Yes. He loves this. It's
oh,
like,
this is amazing.
This dispatcher is making a bust. He never gets to make a bust.
And, yeah, a bunch of your cops driving around a bunch of civilian cars just not wanting to pick us up. I don't know.
There's not cops in the civilian cars.
All these cops are driving around us in civilian cars.
Someone had to have explained this to him after he got caught. Like, God, dude, I mean, no one cared. How much marijuana?
Cars.
Did they
a
smoke?
Shit ton. No, I mean that they had
a couple hundred pounds. Like these guys are gonna be going for a long time
what
in
a bunch
Idaho.
Of fucking idiots.
Not want to pick us up. I don't know what's the deal. I was just wondering if he could help us out and just end it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe call one of them. I don't know. It's getting cold out here, man. I just want to get warm and just get on with this whole thing. So.
Okay. Where are you at right now?
No. University Boulevard, right next to the gas station in Applebee's. All your buddies are around us, so if you can help us out, it'd be great.
There's nobody
Nobody's there, dumbass.
There's nobody there.
Shit. How many words has this dispatch guy said? And he's got him confessed.
Right.
What the fuck?
Okay. All right. And is it just you, or is there anybody else with you?
It's me and my buddy... that I brought with me, and then we have a dog that we're going to bring back to its owner, but,
oh, okay.
Yeah. What happened to the poor dog?
Who the
fuck? She's a really nice dog. She's not mean. She's a pit bull, so.
Okay, cool. Okay.
She's really cold in the car. She can use some food, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, what was your name, man?
It's Leland.
Leland, okay. All right, hold on just 1 second. Okay, stay on the phone with me.
All right, thank you. Okay. Nice guy. You want me to jump in the air and put my heels twice, or
he's talking to the guy with him. He's like, he's a nice guy.
Listen, man, what I want to hear the conversation the cop is this dispatch guy is having with somebody else. What does he say?
You guys have any like guns or weapons or anything on you at all?
We don't have any of that story with us. Just a bunch
okay,
of
cool.
snacks and stuff. So.
Just a bunch of snacks and stuff.
These poor guys.
If
man.
They would have gone to meet the Bundys, they would have both been supplied.
Absolutely. You know what, man? I just feel so fucking bad for these fucking stoners.
Come on.
I do. They're have just you, so can't, fucking
I can't imagine
dumb.
Being that stoned, though.
Well, okay.
I've been.
Listen.
I mean, full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen.
Dee 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 dee.
I've been stoned off my fucking ass. And
fully discloses.
And there's never been a point where I felt the need to turn myself in to the authorities.
Okay, but think of what you're working with before you get high compared to maybe what this idiot's working with from the start. I mean, do you think he's a rocket scientist? What does he do during the day? Is he an engineer? Go to MIT? This guy's an idiot. Right. He needed help.
All right. No, I just want to make sure that they're just curious. So.
Yeah. We tried walking away from the car a couple of times. And nothing worked. We tried waving them down. It didn't work. So I don't know what's going on.
They don't know what you're doing.
They're waving at people.
They're like, who are driving by idiots in that truck?
They're so stupid.
I feel bad. They shouldn't listen. If you're out there and you're fucking high and you feel like you need to turn
Art and Leland Ayala Daliente were charged with trafficking marijuana. Police say when they showed up here, both men had their hands behind their head. They told the cops they were surrendering, and the marijuana, which was inside of a dog kennel, was on the sidewalk ready for the police to take away.
Giant garbage bag.
So they're sitting there with their hands behind their head.
Both men pleaded guilty to their charges. When Ayala Daliente showed up in court to be sentenced, he tested positive for marijuana.
Fuck you. Yes. God, listen, man. I'm serious.
I want to hear how much.
It's a 911 call just released from law enforcement and obtained by EastIdahoNews.com that will have you shaking your head. There's two guys traveling from Las Vegas up to Montana with over 20 pounds of marijuana in their car. And according to court documents, the two men were using some of that marijuana. Well, once they reached the Idaho border, they said they felt like they were being followed by cops. And they got up to Rexburg. They pulled off the freeway. They called 911 and...
Well, there and then. That's where we figured
Christ. Listen.
Spectacular.
Don't call the police if you think you're too high to turn yourself in. Just... call the crabs. Call a buddy. Call anybody.
Call us. Right.
Tweet us at Crab Diving.
First of all, save the coyotes.
Yes.
Get those mushrooms out of those cow pastures.
Oh,
send those to us. We'll destroy them
in a
safe way. And the same thing with the weed.
You guys, call off your cops.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're here every weekday at that time for your ear holes. Don't forget all the other great stuff here on the network, streaming 24/7, crabdiving.com/listen.
Yay.
Don't forget, also, everything's available at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com.
I thought you were going to say everything's coming up roses.
If you're going to buy, everything's coming. If you're going to buy shit, buy it on the Amazon through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com. Click on the Amazon banner. It helps us out. We'd appreciate the fuck out of that.
Fuck you.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And everything and everything. Buzz, crabdiving.com.
Bye-bye.
Don't call the cops if you're high.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.